Hey folks, welcome to the show, and you are going to get to know me a lot better than what you have so far, because I get up close and personal. I'm talking about your inner thoughts, your inner voice, right? Sunshine, thunderstorms, and rainbows. Welcome to episode 124.
Welcome to the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie. If you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or emergency medical professional who would like to improve your family relationships, your physical and mental health, and want to have success at work and at home, well, this show is for you. Welcome to the Get Balanced program. Let's get started.
Hey friends, this is Dr. Donnie, and if you like today's message, if you would, please share it with a friend or two, and also, if you would, give it a great rating out there on your podcast platform. Today's message, or this week's message actually, is I want to talk to you about your inner thoughts, your inner voice, right? And I call it sunshine, thunderstorms, and rainbows. And when I talk about that inner voice, I'm talking about that chatter that goes on in our heads. You know, how are we speaking to ourselves? Now, from a science perspective, we call it metacognition, such as, you know, how often do we think about what we're actually thinking about? You know, because we can actually do that, right? What am I thinking about? You know, if you think about, what are you thinking about right now? Now, many of us, though, you know, if you think about it, we go through periods each day where we have sunshine, thunderstorms, and rainbows. And what I mean by this, sunshine, right? It's those beautiful thoughts, those positive thoughts, words of affirmation to ourselves, you know, such as when I'm trying to pull together a podcast or create a podcast, I start with, I am creative. I am capable. I have done this before. I have a good track record at this. And I can go on and on with I am, I am, I am. And it even leads sometimes to where it goes into I am blessed. And when I think about blessed, you know, I get to thinking about these positive thoughts, and a scripture passage comes to mind, and it reads, today is the day the Lord has made. Let us be rejoice and be glad. And I think about that scripture and it finally hit me. Let us rejoice and be glad. And rejoice, of course, we understand that. But to be glad, just not as in happy, like clapping our hands glad, but actually be glad in our minds, in that inner voice, and to be happy about that. Because he doesn't say, let us think about what could go wrong in this day, and let's worry about it. You know, that's not the scripture reading on that. It's about being glad. And I think it also leads to that piece of that piece about having peace. And if you think about one of the most recited phrases in the Bible, Jesus says, peace be with you. And growing up Catholic, going to church all the time, you know, there's a period in the Mass where you shake hands with each, with your people you're sitting around, to where you say, peace be with you. And it was just one of those things, though. It was that robotic piece of what we do. And it never really dawned on me until I started listening to some other folks and podcasts and different things like that. And I really got into thinking about, what does peace be with you mean? And it's, you know, it's stated over like something like approximately 429 times in the Bible, you know, peace be with you. Now you might be thinking, come on, Donnie, you know, how can I be at peace when I have to run my kids to three different events. I got to go to the grocery, cook dinner, feed the dog, cut the grass, go to the pet store to get worms for my kids' gecko. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, right? You got all this stuff to do. And it could be on your day off, or it could be while you're trying to work from home, you know? And I'll tell you, here's how you do it. And I can say here's how you do it because here's how I did it. And that going to three events, going to the grocery, cooking dinner, feeding the dog, cutting the grass, going to the pet store for the worms, for the gecko. Well, that was me. That was me when I had both of my girls in high school. And high school was about 20 minutes away, and there was not a bus that would take them. And this was me before they got their driver's license, right? To where I would take them to school, 20-minute drive home, and then I would pick them up at the end of school, 20-minute drive, 20-minute back. But then how about when one of them has cheerleading practice or track practice or soccer practice or speech and debate, or one's going here and one's going there? How about the times when, oops, they forgot their homework and I got to run something back, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I'll tell you, did I lose my peace? Oh, yeah, sure. Many a times, many a times. But you know what, though? We have a ton of great memories. And I remember distinctly one time when I heard something, or actually read it from a writer that I really admired, Dr. Wayne Dyer. And he talked about, hey, instead of thinking that you have to run your kids to school, you have to pick them up, you have to go take them to practice, if we change the word have to the word get, we get to take our kids to school. We get to, and start looking at it from, and being grateful that you get to do it, and then thinking about, how can I make this a positive experience? That was the secret to keeping peace, is the secret for me keeping my peace. And, you know, this reminds me of a podcast. It was with retired chief of police, Paul Butler. It's episode number 42 in the Get Balanced podcast piece. But he talked about, and it just reminds me so much about him keeping peace. But what he talked about was, he goes, you know what, Donnie? He goes, I may not be the smartest person in the room, the biggest person in the room, the toughest person in the room, but you know what I can always be? No matter where I go, I can always be the kindest person in the room. No one's going to beat me. I will be the kindest person in the room. And I'll tell you, that stuck with me so well. I thought, he is a man of peace. He keeps his peace. He's always kind, and he's a very, very giving person. And I just love it. I love the piece about, I can always be the kindest person in the room. He made me want to be a better husband, a better father, a better speaker, a better influencer. I want to be kinder. And he truly did that. And it really resonates with me. So I would encourage you, check out episode 42 on that. And I ask you, though, if you kept your peace, what would it look like if you kept your peace more often? What would life look like? In other words, you know, if your inner chatter and thoughts were comprised of sunshine, right? Those positive thoughts, good things. How would your daily behaviors change? Would they be more aligned with your priorities in life? Do you think you'd be taking steps forward, not backward, when it comes to meeting those, doing behaviors that are in alignment with your priorities in life? You know, a law enforcement officer in one of my workshops, you know, said to me, he goes, hey, Doc, he goes, you know, sometimes I start out with these positive, you know, as you say, sunny thoughts and things like that. But before I know it, you know, those negative thoughts take over. I start thinking about, you know, all the stuff about how probably things probably won't work out. You know, I think about, man, my family's falling apart. My spouse is losing interest. You know, my health is not the best that it could be. And the job's working me to death and all this stuff. And he goes, you know, how do you stop thinking about that? And I said, you know what? I understand negative thoughts are going to surface. They do. They pop up in our mind and we don't even know it, right? They surface. They enter our mind. It's very similar to a cloud releasing rain, if you think about it. And what I mean by that is when we start to focus on the rain, those negative thoughts in our mind, it actually gives it more energy. And when we keep thinking about it, it gives it even more energy. It keeps energizing it, and it can turn into a thunderstorm. And unfortunately, sometimes these thunderstorms can get really violent. You know, we can get in that downward spiral of negative thoughts. Nothing's good goes on. But just as in the natural world of thunderstorms, they do pass, right? And rainbows can appear. Now, the question is, when? When can we get through that thunderstorm? The answer is, it depends. It truly depends on how much energy we are giving our negative chatter. Are you feeling more doom and gloom? Are you thinking about that, feeling it and thinking about it, more doom and gloom thoughts? If so, we are simply just energizing that negative chatter storm in our mind, right? Now, some of you might say, well, how am I supposed to stop those thoughts? Come on, Donnie. I mean, the thoughts are there. How do I stop them? And, you know, the first thing that I would recommend is try to start becoming mindful of all of your thoughts. Try to start being mindful of what you're thinking about. And when you notice a negative thought entering your mind, if you can detour it with a thought of gratitude, and that is one of the most powerful tools, this gratitude tool. And I know you've heard this before, but I ask you, have you practiced it? Have you really given it a great try? You know, have you ever heard of the saying, I'm too blessed to be stressed? Now you might be saying, yeah, but what does that word blessed actually mean? I mean, you know, well, for me, it means to have the favor of God. When you are mindfully focused, and if you would, when you mindfully focus and feed your negative storm with a blessing of gratitude, those thoughts of gratitude, I do believe the rainbow will start shining through the storm. Positive, those sunshiny type thoughts will start to flow. You will literally squeeze the energy out of the storm. And these gratitude thoughts don't have to be huge. You can be grateful for what you have. You can be grateful that perhaps it's a nice, beautiful day outside. You can be grateful for your children. You can be grateful for your spouse. You can be grateful for the very, very small things. Not that children and spouses are small, but just small things. You could have had a nice cup of coffee. Be grateful for that, right? Now, you might be thinking, now this all sounds well and good, but, you know, how am I supposed to remember to do all this, especially when I'm in the middle of trying to do 1,000 things? I mean, my work-life balance is out of balance, right? That's what, you know, perhaps you're thinking that. Now, I want to share with you, though, those positive thoughts, you know, the sunny, pure thoughts that you can have for yourself and for others, it truly works just like our muscles work. And what I mean by that, the more you work it, the more you practice it, the stronger it gets, the easier it gets to do, to switch into a mind of gratitude, thoughts of gratitude. Because truly, what you focus on, it manifests itself. And you've heard that from many people. But if you want positive thoughts and you want more of them, more sunshine in your inner chatter, then focus on the sunshine. Focus on the positive thoughts. Visualize it. Close your eyes and visualize it. Now, I'll tell you a story about when I was a football player in college. I was a running back in college, and I learned the art of visualization while in college. And I would visualize. It was my favorite play was a 28 sweep. We ran an I formation, and I was the tailback. And then it's basically where the quarterback turns and pitches me the ball, and I have blockers out in front. We're sweeping around the right side, right? Is my favorite play. And I would visualize bouncing in, bouncing out, and running for an 80-yard touchdown. I would have that visualization all the time. And I'll tell you, it came true. It was one of the greatest games playing up in Chicago. It was just like that. It was everything I imagined. It was a little bit longer, I think, 83-yard touchdown on the second play of the game. But I visualized it over and over and over, and it manifested itself. I did not visualize fumbling the ball. I did not visualize getting hurt, anything like that. And I'm telling you, if you've ever had the practice, the art of visualization, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not, shoot me an email or text me or anything, and I'll give you some resources on it. But I'll tell you, it's something that you can share with others. You can share it with your spouse. You can share it with your children. When my daughters, the two that I talked about taking to school, you know, driving before I get to take them, I also got to take them to gymnastics practice when they were younger. And I taught them the art of visualization when they were very, very young, about visualizing their routines, you know, all the thoughts in their head, and they would play it out to a very successful floor routine or bars, whatever they were doing. I taught them visualization. It could be a great thing that you teach your kids, because it truly is. When you visualize, it's about having that faith of a positive outcome. So when we get those negative thoughts in our mind, we quickly want to shift into a gratitude, start thinking about what we are grateful for. We want to choke the energy out of the negative thought and bring our thoughts back to a more pure position, more of a wholesome position, gratitude, thankfulness, right? And have faith about that, because life is about faith. Now, another scripture reading that's one that's dear to my heart, when Jesus said, if you have the faith just as small as a mustard seed, you can move mountains. And again, something that I heard over and over many times before, but it never really hit home until I started really, really digging into this. And it's like, wow, it is. It's truly about having faith. You know, so with that, for all those, you know, for the believers out there, and I know so many of you are, you know, do you believe you can bring to fruition, to completion, what you really believe in? Do you have the faith for that? Do you believe your faith can produce more sunshine? Do you believe you can choke out that storm, that negative chatter? I hope you do, because it truly is real. Because whatever your problems are, storms are going on in your mind, have faith. And I encourage you to call upon God to help you. And after you call upon God's help and you ask for help, then believing, have that faith, believing that help is on the way. And one thing that I do is I express my faith by thanking God for minimizing the thunderstorms in my mind and providing me with more rainbows and sunshine. Now, I share with you a lot more about my belief system in this podcast than I have in all the others probably combined, because I do believe it is time that I feel comfortable stepping out and just truly speaking to you from my heart. And that's where I'm going with this podcast. And trying to share and teach is truly just coming from my heart, my beliefs, how I work, how I operate, and what has been working well for me. Now, I would like to end this podcast with a call to action. Actually, I have a couple calls to action for you, because I believe that after we listen to something, well, how do we really get this to make a difference in our lives? So the first thing I'll share with you, a call to action, is what I practice in the morning. And I actually got this from listening to another guy's podcast. It was Anthony Robbins, and he said it, and I was like, wow, I love that. I want to incorporate that into my life. And he talked about how he takes the first 3 minutes of the day and just thinks about everything he's grateful for, just recites it in his mind. Sometimes, you know, I speak it out loud when I'm out exercising, but I take 3 minutes of gratitude, and then I go into 3 minutes of prayer, And then I go into the three most important things I want to accomplish that day. This podcast recording was one of those this morning, right? So 3 minutes of gratitude, 3 minutes of prayer, and three of the most important things to do. Now, this other one that I do, this has been a practice of mine, but I'm still learning to sharpen the saw on this one, right? Still need to fine tune it, but I'm getting it there. And what it is, I set an alarm during the day. For me, I set it twice. I set it at 3:33 p.m. and 5:55 p.m. I'll tell you why those numbers in a different podcast. But what I do when I set those, when I set that alarm, when it goes off, I just stop what I'm doing and I pause and I go into 1 minute of gratitude. I just start thinking about what am I grateful for? The other thing that it does, it helps me become mindful. Well, what are my thoughts going on? You know, maybe I'm into something. Maybe I'm writing. Maybe I'm doing a proposal for some workshops or whatever it is. I just pause and I just go into 1 minute of gratitude. And I do this, though, I try to do it several times a day. But I want to go into that a little deeper when I pause throughout the day and just really start thinking about how's my day. And I like that 3:33 or 5:55 because it's like I want to start at 5:55. How do I want to set up my evening? You know, and start with those positive thoughts. Now, if you do this, I promise you, my forecast for you is that your thoughts are going to be mostly sunny. I always like to close my podcast too with a blessing, and may God bless you all. Keep all of you, you and your families, healthy, happy, and safe. May God help you turn those thunderstorms into rainbows and sunshine, because we are what we think. And I have faith that we can get more sunny thoughts in our minds and we can help each other. Thank you for listening. I am Dr. Donnie. And again, if you've enjoyed this podcast, please share it with brother or sister of yours, a friend. And also feel free to go out to the podcast platform that you listen it on and give it a beautiful rating that is worthwhile to you. May God bless you all. Have a great week. Hey, if you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or EMS professional who enjoys this podcast and would like some help with your work-life balance, you need to check out my Get Balanced program. Not sure if you are balanced or not? Join me over at DonnieHutchinson.com and take the quiz. Together, we are going to get you balanced.